Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Twin Flame Transformation Season 2. My name is Michelle, and I will be your host and guide. On today's podcast, I want to address the question many listeners want to know, which is, what is going on with the divine masculine? I have found that many divine feminine want to know what is going on with their divine masculine. What are they doing? What's their process like? Why aren't they changing? Why aren't they healing? Why aren't they calling? Etc. I understand this. I really do. So now, as I head into this episode, I also want to acknowledge that some of this may be triggering. Please know that none of which I share is meant to be taken personally. What I share is going to be a general and broad description of the masculine and feminine energies. But I also understand if it's too much. This journey can be so intense and heightened emotionally. So please honor where you are without judgment. Also, I acknowledge that this episode may not resonate for you. So as always, only take what resonates. In fact, I always encourage listeners to challenge what I say. See for yourself what is true. Please just don't take my word for it. Make sure it resonates with you. And what I'm going to share specifically for the twin flame journey, although I believe these concepts work whether you're in a twin flame journey or not. And now if you do stay to the end, you'll get to hear another twin flame song. A few episodes ago, you may have heard the Twin Flame song, Walking Medicine. Well, this week we have another Twin Flame song submission, so please enjoy the beautiful music that's coming through our Twin Flame soul family. Okay, let's dive in. Now, when I refer to feminine and masculine, these are energies and not gender specific, right? They represent the primary essence of the Twin Flame template that you carry. And I'll try not to use her and his, although I may slip it occasionally. Instead, I'll use DF and DM to represent the two polar energies of the divine feminine and the divine masculine. So I'm going to start with a question. I invite you to think about, why do you want to know what's going on with either your divine masculine or the divine masculine collective? And there's no wrong answer here. This is just for you to gauge where you are. Maybe you don't care to know and you're just listening out of curiosity. Maybe you're like, want to know really badly, right? So just so you can see where you are on the spectrum of wanting to know about this, where you sit and why. So it's more just for you to gauge where you are. Okay. Now here's what I know to be true. The divine masculine's focus goes wherever the divine feminine's focus is. For instance, if the divine feminine focuses on themselves, the divine masculine is pulled toward them in that direction. If the divine feminine is focused on the divine masculine focuses on themselves and their life. So, and I want to be clear, I'm not talking about love here. I'm referring to the energetics of the feminine energy and the masculine energy in the universe, and how they differ, and the natural and inherent direction that they flow. Because the love between you and your twin flame is already there. That's a given, right? However, if you do question that, then I invite you to see where that belief is coming from. Okay, now I'm going to share a myth to help illustrate this flow of energy. And the version of the myth I'm telling you, I first heard from a YouTube video by Richard Grannon, and this YouTube video was on codependency and narcissism. Now, as I share this myth, I'm not implying codependency and narcissism is at play in these dynamics, although it often is, that's not the point of my sharing this. I'm sharing this primarily in regards to the focus between the feminine and the masculine, because I think it's an important distinction to understand the different dynamics of these polar energies, going back to the question of what is going on with the divine masculine. So Richard Grannon shares a myth, and he uses it to describe toxic yin and toxic yang or yang energy. And I'll include the YouTube video in the show notes if you want to hear it from him. So as you probably know, yin energy is a receptive energy, a receiving energy, which is the same essence of the feminine energy. And yang, I say yang out of habit, but I know it's often referred to as yang, but I'm going to say yang with my westernized accent here. Yang energy is the same essence as masculine energy. It's an active energy, doing energy, going after, right? Where yin is a being, yang is a doing. Okay. Now, in twin flame jargon, healthy yin would be the divine feminine energy, and healthy yang would be the divine masculine energy. And this myth is about the opposite. It's about toxic yin and toxic yang, or wounded feminine and wounded masculine. And again, please don't take any of this personally, and just use it as a guiding point to understand the extremes of what happens when we're in toxic yin or toxic yang. And the myth is Ovid's myth from Metamorphosis, and I'm going to read the version from Wikipedia because it has a little more info than what the YouTube video of Richard Grannon shares, and I feel that that's pertinent to the twin flame experience. So this is the myth of Echo and Narcissus. So the myth of the goddess tells the story of a talkative nymph, or Echo, whom the goddess Venus admires for her magnificent voice and song. When Echo tricks Juno into believing that her husband Jupiter was in the city, Juno curses Echo by making her able to only finish a sentence not started and unable to say anything on her own. Sometime after being cursed, Echo spied a young man, Narcissus, while he was out hunting deer with his companions. She immediately fell in love with him and, infatuated, followed quietly. The more she looked at the young man, the more she longed for him. Though she wished with all her heart to call out to Narcissus, Juno's curse prevented her. During the hunt, Narcissus became separated from his companions and called out, "Is anyone there?" And he heard the nymph Echo repeat his words. Startled, Narcissus answered the voice, "Come here," only to be told the same, "Come here." When Narcissus saw that nobody had emerged from the glade, he concluded that the owner of the voice must be running away from him, and so he called out again. Finally, he shouted, "This way, we must come together." Taking this to be a reciprocation of her love, Echo concurred ecstatically, "We must come together." In her delight, Echo rushed to Narcissus, ready to throw her arms around her beloved. Narcissus, however, was appalled, and, spurning her, exclaimed, "Hands off! May I die before you enjoy my body." And all Echo could whisper in reply was, "Enjoy my body." And having done so, she fled, scorned, humiliated, and shamed. Despite the harshness of his rejection, Echo's love for Narcissus only grew. Echo's fellow nymphs prayed to Nemesis to punish Narcissus with a love that was equally not reciprocated. Nemesis caused him to fall in love with his own reflection in a pool of water where he wasted away and died, unable to take his eyes away from the beautiful youth he did not recognize as himself. Narcissus, looking one last time into the pool, uttered, "Oh, marvelous boy, I loved you in vain. Farewell." Echo, too, chorused, "Farewell." Eventually, Echo, too, began to waste away. Though she was immortal, her body faded and her bones turned to stone until all that remained of Echo was the sound of her voice. Ooh, what a myth, right? So the behavior of Echo, as Richard Grannon describes it, is toxic yin or wounded feminine, right? Where that focus is completely 100% on the external. And Narcissus is toxic yang, the wounded masculine. His focus is completely 100% on himself, his image. And so both of them were cursed, right? But here's the answer to what the divine masculine is thinking. The divine masculine, or the wounded masculine, is thinking and focusing where the divine feminine is thinking and focusing. I mean, I know this to be true. I've experienced it to be true. I've seen it to be true. I've witnessed it to be true. If you focus on them, they focus on themselves. If you obsess about them, they become more obsessed about themselves than anything but you. If you focus on yourself in a healthy way, not in a toxic way, but in a self-loving way, and you're filled with self-worth and value and confidence, they will be pulled to you. They will focus on you. I've seen this again and again. Yet I also know how intoxicating the pull to them can be, like it was with Echo. If we look at the myth, it was the loss of Echo's authentic voice, which made her first wounded and then misunderstood. Right? Unable to speak her truth, stand up for herself. She didn't have her power when she didn't have her voice. And in this myth, we see Narcissus, who was also cursed, staring at himself in a pond, in water, in the feminine, right? He's searching for the feminine in himself. They're both searching for those wounded parts of themselves. So this parallels what I feel the energy of the feminine and masculine as a collective have been going through, and also what the twin flame journey teaches us. Because the voice of the feminine in the collective has been cursed for decades, right? However, I believe it's coming back. And because we've been cursed, the masculine has also been cursed. So the masculine, because of the energy of wanting the feminine to reclaim her voice, the masculine can't come and save us like we've been told they should, right? So before I go further on that, I want to further this concept. I'd like to bring forth the flow of energy using a battery as an example. You may have heard me talk about this in other podcast episodes. So as you know, in order for a battery to charge, there has to be a flow of energy from positive to negative. And you may have experienced putting two batteries in the wrong way and they just don't work, right? Because there's a specific flow in the universe. The positive energy is the active energy, just like the masculine, just like the yang energy. The negative energy is a receptive energy, just like the feminine, just like the yin energy. The negative has to be the one that receives the energy from the positive charge of the battery in order for the battery to work, right? The negative receives the positive charge. Then the batteries work together, not the other way around, right? If the negative flows toward the positive, it doesn't ignite. It doesn't work. And that was the way Echo was trying to ignite Narcissus' interest. She was right. It was the wrong flow of energy. And just an aside here, the words positive and negative do not apply to meaning good or bad, right? That's just how science describes this flow of energy. It has to do with, I believe, I'm not a scientist, but I believe like electrons or lack of charge or lack of electrons. So the negative doesn't have it and the positive has it, something like that. Okay. But I just want to reaffirm that this is the flow of energy, right? It flows from masculine to feminine. And like we heard in the myth, you can see how when the feminine yin, the toxic yin, Echo, focused on the masculine yang, toxic yang, Narcissus, they both died. The flow of energy, metaphorically, dies in that direction. Right? And I find this flow of energy directly relates to the twin flame journey again and again and again. In fact, Alan Watts describes the flow of energy like this, quote, "There won't be any current in the wire at all until the end point, which is the negative, has been established." End of quote. And as we now know, the negative is the yin feminine energy. That has to be established. That has to be established for the current and the wire to fire, for the battery to work, and for the twin flame energy to balance out. So the message is this. Please don't waste your time, your energy, and your life force away focusing on your divine masculine. And again, I'm not talking about love here. I'm talking about purely the focus of energy. The masculine's healing journey looks completely different from ours. Their job is to show us all the places we have blocked love or need healing. And they do this by the choices they're making and how they're living their life, and they mirror that back to us, right? Our job is to claim our power back, our voice back, and realize we can be whole and complete without them. We can come into alignment on our own. Because this time on earth, I believe, is about the feminine getting their voice back, right? Our twin flame is not our project. We don't need to fix them. We don't need to do anything. We are invited instead to turn inward and take care of those parts of us that were abandoned or rejected or denied love, right? The masculine energy wants to give for us. They want to do things for us, and we want to happily receive it. But where it won't work is if that what we're receiving is comes from need or lack, right? They want to give to us when we're already full, and then we can receive, and we can then give back to them, and then we've got that figure eight of energy going. Then it's a balanced flow of external and internal, right? But society has taught us that there's someone out there that can take all our pain away, and when they love us, that this romantic love will make all our insecurities disappear, and we will be validated, right? Having them love us somehow tells us that we are validated and worthy. But I'll tell you this, you are worthy of being who you are just as you are. Even if you do no more healing work, you don't do any healing work, but you stand in who you are and own that, that is enough, right? You are enough as you are. I know that to be true. What stops us is usually our beliefs, old conditions, and maybe some wounding. So that's where the healing comes in. But you, as you are enough. Plain and simple. I know. It can be hard to hear that, but I hope if you take anything away from this episode, it's that. You already have everything you need within you. Right? Because you may have experienced this. No one out there externally can fill us up, not even our twin flame, especially not our twin flame. They won't play that game with us. Because that won't be true. That would be an illusion. That would be false. They'd be playing the game. That's not true. Love is already there, right? There's been this false advertisement around romantic love out in society for decades. I bought into it big time. I got into musical theater because I love the happy romantic endings, you know? So I just find it interesting that this is what I'm doing now. So I know that many of the twin flame information out in the world also tells us this. Again, take what resonates for you. And I also have heard much information around twin flames that tell us that we need to be with them to save the earth. But going about it this way elicits fear and panic and a timeline. And think about this. It also puts the pressure of the weight of the world of the future on you, you alone. That's a huge burden to carry. I think the information that's missing is that being with them is the same as being in alignment with your soul. That's what's being asked of us. And you can't be with them truly in a true twin flame relationship, maybe twin soul or soulmate, but a true twin flame relationship, I have found you can't fully be with them long-term over time, over and over, and continue it in a harmonious way if you aren't in union with your soul all the time. And remember, fear is the biggest repellent for our twin flame, right? Remember the flow of energy. It flows from masculine to feminine. And then the feminine can give it back to the masculine, but it has to start just like with a dance, a social dance. There's a lead and a follow, right? That lead to both people can't start the dance. One person has to lead, one has to follow. And eventually it's really the follow that is leading the dance. So no matter how you identify, right? There's usually one person who leads, and then it becomes an equal dance. That's why it's called a dance. It takes two to tango, right? Not just one. It's not one just dragging someone across the dance floor. Same thing in life. And so if you're listening to this, chances are good you're a divine feminine, right? The masculine, honestly, isn't usually interested in this stuff. They're busy living. They're in action, right? We're busy receiving all this information. And so I gently invite us to become mindful of what we're receiving and letting into our energy field. And I say that as a we, as a collective. The feminine and masculine energies on earth have been out of balance for a long time, right? It's time for the feminine to call their power back and stand in their power, get their voice back. And Wanting to know and focusing on the divine masculine is exactly what keeps us stuck. It's like a drug, right? I have experienced this to be true, and I've seen this play out. And I know the relief that comes when you can really let go and stand in your own power. That's what love is. That's what bliss is. That's what freedom is. That's what empowerment is. It's amazing. It's worth everything. But we've been sold a different bill of goods. And so it's confusing because we get pulled by the collective energy, right? So as we change as twin flames, as one by one, we start to do this. It helps the rest of us do this so we can get pulled out of this matrix. I mean, I understand that this twin flame journey gives us the hardest person in the world to turn our focus away from. But yet, conversely, they're actually the safest because we'll never lose them or be eternally apart from them. When one twin flame comes into balance, the other comes into balance. But if we do it for that reason, for the other to come into balance, we're doing it codependently, right? We have to do it for ourselves. And this balance may not happen immediately. It depends how much cause and effect, how much the other direction each one has headed. But energetically, the laws of the universe, it will come into balance. It has to. So remember, the focus of energy, what is going on with the divine masculine? All you have to do is look at what's going on with you, and then you'll know what's going on with them, where their focus is, right? So whenever you start to focus on them, I invite you to turn that focus back on yourself, on your heart, on the things you love. And don't take my word for it. Try it for a month. See what happens. Go on the Facebook group and do a month challenge and check in with each other. I don't know. See what happens. So speaking of Facebook groups, if you are looking for more support, we do have our private Facebook group. If you're new to listening to this podcast, it is under Alchemical Souls, and Molly is our admin, and she will let you in. And if you want to share your twin flame story, the story of your journey so far, you can email a voice recording about 10 minutes long to twinflametransformation11@gmail.com. Don't forget the 11, and you can also submit a song or a poem. So I hope that has been helpful. Lastly, because summer is here in the Western Hemisphere and I am craving the sun and the outdoors, I'm finding I'm having less and less time to make these podcasts. So I may not be getting a podcast out weekly, but I will do my best and I will continue to bring on guests. And if I feel that information really wants to be brought through, I will absolutely do that. So I hope, again, this has been helpful. You're not alone. We're all in this together. And there is such relief when the focus of energy goes inward to ourselves, right? There really is. So I invite you to try that if you haven't already. Okay, and now please enjoy our second Twin Flame song submission. And I'll also put the links to find this song on Spotify or YouTube in the show notes as well. Enjoy.
Nothing of instrument, nothing of me. What is